Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
History made in Vermont, where Christine Hallquist has become the first ever transgender gubernatorial nominee of a major political party based on yesterday's primary balloting.
I must say I'm incredibly honored to have all your support and all the things that I heard were said. You know, tonight we made history. We already made history.
The former energy executive will face Republican Governor Phil Scott in the November general election. Over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania suspected of sexual abuse over several decades. The new report by the Pennsylvania Attorney General says over 1,000 child victims have been identified, but there were probably many more. He says it involves six dioceses in the state. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. It's a sunny day this Wednesday morning. We are expecting a high of 90 degrees tonight, a low and partly cloudy of 68. Tomorrow, high of 92 and mostly sunny with some patchy fog, maybe some thunderstorms Thursday night and maybe Friday and Friday night, more thunderstorms. Saturday will be mostly cloudy and Sunday as well.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. I'm happy to be back after a two-week break. You are listening to Happy to Help, a show about volunteerism and donations and foundations and all the people in our community and in the world doing good things for others. And today I'm very honored to have Sandy and Christina Trombino. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nicole, thanks for having us.
And these ladies are here. They're from the Love More for Julius Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you.
And can you tell our listeners, who is Julius, and why did you start the Love More for Julius Foundation?
Well, Julius was my brother. He actually passed away about 2 years ago, September. This coming September will be 2 years. He was an amazing musician and person, like the kindest person you would ever meet. And he, unfortunately, had a problem with drug addiction. And so our foundation we created is in his memory, and it is a 501c3 charity. And basically we, our goal is to go and help other people who are in recovery from addiction, and we'll create music rooms and music therapy programs for them.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a timely and unfortunately something that a lot of people experience these days with coping with addiction and all kinds of things. And the one thing I wanted to ask you about is it sounds like you're kind of a musical family, right? You've had drummers and guitarists and pianists and singers. So tell us about how music has been a big part of your family growing up.
Well, her husband, my father, was a drummer. He was an amazing drummer, and he actually is in two bands currently.
Nice.
So he kind of brought Julius up playing the drums, and then Julius played piano, and he taught himself guitar and taught himself basically every instrument on the known to man, and he would play it all by ear. Mm-hmm. And he also taught himself how to record on Pro Tools or whatever. So he'd be writing the music, writing the lyrics, and mixing all the music while singing. And so all of his original songs that you'll hear, you can hear them on his website and on iTunes and stuff. All of his originals, I think there's about 35 of them. And you could purchase his CD to hear them, but they're all him. So he's singing, playing all the instruments, and recording it all. It's pretty crazy.
And we're going to listen to some later in the show. We're going to listen to some of his music. Yeah. And didn't he play at Charter Day in Basking Ridge?
Yeah. And he's had so many awesome concerts. He would play at Charter Day in Basking Ridge. So a lot of the town really was affected when he passed away and kind of all came together because he was a big part of Basking Ridge and the music scene there. So, yes, he played Charter Day, and then one of his biggest shows was actually opening for the Jonas Brothers.
Pretty impressive, right? Yeah. So they're
awesome.
A big, very Jersey band, right? And so, so that was in Long Island, I think you said?
Yep, that was in Jones Beach, and that was, like, at the height of his career. Mm-hmm. He was, what, 18, 17?
He was in high school, yeah. But his band, Julius, did play all around New York, the tri-state area, lots of different venues.
Mm-hmm. And some of, the big ones in New York, like Kenny Castaways and the big one where people got their name. And he played in Asbury Park at the Stone Pony a few times.
Wow.
So he was up and around and about. So
how did he get his big break? Did somebody local see him, or how did he gain some notoriety?
My dad was his manager. I guess they just...
So he knew the scene. Your dad knows the scene, right? Got him in front of the right...
Not so much. Not so much. I think that, truly he was a gifted songwriter. Julius, he had a really unique singing voice. And he truly was taken seriously by a lot of record labels. But unfortunately, due to his mental illness and his, fall into... using opioids, he really wasn't able to focus and concentrate on making that happen. But if those things had been really
pursued,
if he had it more under control when he was younger, he probably could have had a record deal. There were a lot of labels that were very interested in him at the time. So.
Yeah. So can we touch on that a little bit? Did he dealt with depression from an early age, or?
He did. I found out later on that he really did deal with depression from childhood, from a really young age, but I really had no idea. He was always very morally conscious. Since he was very young, he would always know right from wrong, and it would really bother him when he saw it, around him with adults, with other kids. He would always be the one to stick up for others and really be vocal about it. And he was a very tough kid. He was really, even though he was small, he was very tough and
super athletic. Mm-hmm. So he was on all the sports teams and super popular. But he would always stick up for the underdog. in school and on the field too.
He was pretty fearless, and he was also a risk taker from a young age. He was athletic, but he would do things, you know, physically. You know, he would just stand in place and do a front flip. He would do you know, off the high dive from like age five at the pool. You know, just crazy skateboard tricks and very risk taking. But because he was very agile and athletic and physical, I never really worried too much about that. Unfortunately, I think that whole risk-taking kind of mentality and personality probably, you know, lends you to be risk-taking in all parts of your life. But so when he got into high school, unfortunately, there was a really severe bullying situation, and it resulted in him really losing friends that he had always thought he could rely on. And of course, you know, it was normal behavior, of course, for kids at that age to run from, you know, the bullies who might be the biggest, maybe football players in the senior class.
It's tough.
This was his freshman year, and these were seniors that were bullying him, well, and the other freshman kids were just scared.
Yeah, my kids are at Ridge right now, and it never goes away. I mean, unfortunately, but it's however you
cope.
That's
how kids are.
Yeah, no, kids are kids, and that's part of how they figure out who they are. Yeah,
I know. On top of him being a super, you know, sensitive person, artistic, and being having probably some underlying mental issues, you know, health issues that were just starting to really come through, it was a very difficult time. And even though we were trying to figure out through doctors and medication what was really the problem, it's very difficult, you know. And even for doctors in the you know, profession, they really have a hard time diagnosing correctly. And so it was just sort of a culmination of so many things. It was really hard to pinpoint what was going on. And he was on a lot of medications from doctors at the time, and they would make him feel sick, and then he would start to use marijuana to get rid of the nausea. It was just like such a big, you know, mixture of things. But he never, ever stopped with his music. He never stopped using music as a way to express himself, be creative.
That was his comfort zone.
Yes, that
right?
was his way of, you know, really letting out his emotions and putting his emotions into something concrete, I guess. And so it was therapeutic for him.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And now we have all of his music because
of
all his hard work.
And you're doing a lot of work to bring musicians together,
yes,
right? And and champion that in as a way to help soothe and help grow and help express. And 100%. You've got... Yeah, I think I read something about the website. You're building music rooms.
Yes.
Right? And you just had your first one, your first...
So we've only been a nonprofit for a year now, as of August. So it's our 1 year
Happy
mark.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. Happy 1 year anniversary to nonprofit. So we've, in 1 year, built 6 music rooms and music therapy programs.
Wow.
And they're in recovery high schools. They're in sober living homes. So they're kind of all over New Jersey in different organizations that wanted to partner with us and thought that instruments and music therapy would help their residents who are in active recovery. And we are also doing one program for kids to help with prevention. So we just did a camp.
Wow.
And that was awesome. And then we have 3 more music rooms coming up, possibly 4 by the end of 2018, we will have 10.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy how fast we're moving.
That is incredible. Well, we have so much to talk about, and this is fascinating, but we're going to take a quick commercial break and then we'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help. And for any of those out there on Facebook or want to watch on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live today, a simulcast. The Facebook site is at Happy Hunterdon or Happy to Help. And today we're talking with Sandy and Christina Trombino. They are the founders of the Love More for Julius Foundation. And we're learning all about the life and legacy of Julius and all of his influence on music and all of the great work they're doing with music to help families cope with love and loss and opioid addiction and recovery and things like that. So tell us more about these, of how you just mentioned that this is the 1 year anniversary of starting this foundation, which is incredible, and you've already done so much. Tell us how the whole idea for the foundation started and took off.
Sure, Nicole. Well, really, we knew we wanted to do something, but I think that we have very good friends, Bill and Amy Haskell, who live in Boston. And what they did right away when Jules passed was they made a donation to the Girls and Boys Club in Boston near them, and they gave some basically recording equipment to that organization. And they did it in Julius's memory. And we just thought that was, wow, that is perfect. And that would be something Julius would be so proud of. And so that really spurred the idea of trying to use music to help others. And that is exactly what, you know, my son would have liked to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then you had an idea to start your own foundation and...
Yes, and that's seriously our premise. I'm reading our mission. It's to provide music as a creative, therapeutic outlet for individuals at risk or in recovery for addiction. And under the influence of music, one can truly express themselves and heal. And what's our motto?
Under the influence of music.
Yeah, under the influence of music.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Yes, and you do have an incredible website. So if anybody wants to go check it out, it's lovemoreforjulius.org, right?
So yeah, and you can hear his music on there, too.
Right, yeah. So you've got music links, you've got events coming up, and you've got I do want to learn more about this, the music room that you've created and the different spaces. So do you want to expand on where those are?
And yes. So actually, on our website, we have a link that says, like, partners. So if anyone's out there, if you're on the website, you can go to Join Our Family and go to Partners. And on here is a list of, like, who we're currently partnering with. So our first music room that we ever created was Miles at Milestone House. It's a sober living home in Dover, New Jersey that mm-hmm. was very close to Julius's heart. So that was our very first and largest music room. Like, we painted, we furnished it. So if anyone's out there listening and you think that this program could benefit like a recovery high school or a community program or community center,
sober living home,
mm-hmm. definitely reach out to us, because this is what we do and we would be more than happy to partner with you guys. So you can find out more about who we're partnering with on the website. Like I said, we have 6 current spaces and programs right now, mm-hmm. and within the next year, by the end of 2018, we'll have 10.
That's great. All so in New Jersey right now?
A few in the works, all in New Jersey.
Okay, that's great.
But if you want to, if you're in a different state, like, we're hoping to expand.
Yeah. Who doesn't love music, right?
Exactly.
The music room, Nicole, is really just, usually it's an upright piano, which has been donated, or a keyboard, a couple of guitars, maybe a beatbox or drum set, mm-hmm. tambourines, you know, whatever we can get together and whatever that location is interested in. Mm-hmm. But it's really just a sacred little space that is designated for the residents to go to and be together. And, mm-hmm. you know, work on music, perform music for others.
Yeah.
It's social. It's creative.
They don't even have to know how to play the instrument. They can just go there and mess on the tambourine and mm-hmm. bang on the drum set. It's just a way to get their emotions out in a healthy, cathartic way. So basically, these music rooms can be anywhere for prevention or people in recovery. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to keep this going, we need your help. So whoever is listening, if you guys have instruments that you would like to donate, definitely reach out to us. And there's a donate link on our website where you can click it and find out how you can reach us. And all and any instruments or musical equipment, recording equipment, microphones, PA systems, tambourines,
we'll find a place,
whatever. Yeah, we'll find a place.
Yeah, that's so. Right. I think I've got a guitar gathering dust at my house. So you know, because especially with the kids, you know, you think, oh, you know, let's get them involved in music and let's play, you know, lessons. And then you're beating them over the head trying to get them to practice, which, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people with instruments
situation.
They can definitely.
We'll take those dusty instruments. And, you know, we even have in some of the sober living homes, we're really happy to see that there are others in recovery who are previous musicians, and they're willing to donate music lessons to some of the residents. So that is a beautiful thing to see that happening.
So we're always looking for music therapists or music teachers. You don't have to be a qualified therapist. Actually, some of the places don't want a qualified therapist. So one of the one of our founders, Nikki Sumka, she was Julius's best friend. She is from Basking Ridge as well, and she's an amazing musician. Mm. She's a big part of this foundation, and she is donating her time and giving music lessons to the kids at the Recovery High School in Roselle, New Jersey. Okay. So it's the Raymond J. Lesniak Recovery High School in Roselle. So she is just one person who does not have her music therapy license, but she's an amazing musician. She's good with kids. These kids are in active recovery. She has her, you don't have to have this, but she did go through the training to be a recovery coach. And she mm-hmm. is super helpful with them, and they love her. So anyone out there, if you want to donate your time, no matter where you live, we'll find a place, because our partners are all over New Jersey.
Yeah, that's great. Well, they just want to jam, right? You know? I mean, you don't have to overthink it. You just, you know, pick up an instrument and jam, right?
Exactly. It can be a drum circle. It doesn't have to be, like, teaching guitar lessons. It could be songwriting. It could be anything.
Right. Which I think is great. And that's the whole idea behind the show, too, is to get people engaging with other people, other humans, and helping or just hanging out together. And that's what I want to showcase, all of the amazing opportunities in our community that where people can get involved. Yeah. So, you know, get off your sofa, you know, get off your phone, get out and actually talk to other human beings. Cause I think that's what's sorely missing in the world today is, you know, connection and empathy and human interaction. So I think, music is older than dirt. So, you know, music is a perfect way to get people together and expressing and hanging out. So.
That's so great.
And like off of that point, we are doing events. So we do the sober music events. No alcohol served. They're at coffee shops. They're at our partners' locations, and anyone can come. You do not have to be in recovery. You could be 18 and older, usually, unless you have an adult with you. But our next event is called Songs for the Soul. It's in Bernardsville, New Jersey, and it's on September 15th. So that's one of many of an acoustic series.
At the old library.
Yeah, it's basically like an open mic night, but just reach out to me in advance if you know you want to play.
Right, and you had one there before, didn't you?
We've had many, We have one once a month. Yeah,
and
so far.
Yeah, and Andy, right? I asked Andy from Community in Crisis to be on the show, but she's really busy, obviously.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully we'll have her on.
They're one of our partners.
Yeah.
So this is one of the programs we're implementing there, and we're hoping to do a music therapy program soon there. But right now we're just hosting these sober music nights once a month.
Yeah, no, that's great. And so once a month, every different places, so that you can find them.
Yes.
Or at Addicts, yeah, I see.
We've had them at different coffee shops and stuff, but right now we currently have a series going on once a month in Community in Crisis. It's the old Bernardsville Library.
Right, okay,
so the next one is September 15th. And you can find all these flyers and information on our Facebook and website and Instagram.
Right, so if you have a coffee shop or a favorite place you like to hang out, you can contact
Julius
and have them.
For you and market it and get it together. Yes.
No, that's great. No, I think that's amazing. And then your other big outing is coming up in September, which is your golf outing, right?
Yes. So our second annual fundraiser, it's a golf outing. So we only did one. I mean, it's our second year.
Yeah.
So we did one last year. It was a huge success. It's in Bridgewater, New Jersey, at Raritan Valley Country Club. It's this year, September 17th. It is a Monday, but it's going to be awesome. So all the information is on our website and on, it's on our website actually under Love More in Action. And if you click Golf Outing Fundraiser, you can find the save the date and the invitation and registration form. So basically for this, you have all the information, but even if you don't want to golf, the golfing will include, you know, breakfast, the beverage cart all day, you know, your 18 holes. We have contests. We have prizes.
Silent auction.
And we're doing silent auction and raffle. And we have live music, at dinner, live music, and dessert. So it's going to be such an awesome day. So if you don't...
Non-golfers are welcome.
Yes, I was going to say, no, if you're not a golfer, you don't need to golf. But if you have any donations for raffle prizes or silent auction prizes such as... game tickets, like someone donated 4 Devils tickets.
We
got Jets tickets last year. We got a TV this year.
Okay.
So really we're collecting any awesome prize, small or large, and we'll do it toward our raffle or silent auction. But
gift certificates to local businesses.
Yes.
Or massages or spas, anything right like that.
We'll take it all.
Right. Why not?
Reach out to us if you have anything like that. That'd be very appreciated.
Yeah, and is it all day?
It is all day.
So you get the continental breakfast and then golfing and then, So,
but you don't even have to golf. Like you can come for the benefit after, like the dinner part.
Okay.
Food is great.
Excellent live music.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
It's outdoors on our golf course.
Because if they're working and they want to come after, right? You can just,
You can pay $100, come after, come for dinner and music and dessert and hang out with us.
And are you revealing the band that's going to play yet, or is that?
It's a very talented local artist. He plays covers.
Oh,
he's
nice!
Great.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And acoustic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love acoustic.
Acoustic.
Okay. Nice.
He's awesome.
Okay, that's good. So yeah. So you're. I mean, I think it's good to establish an event, a precedence. And it sounds like you're on a roll there.
This is the only fundraiser we are doing so far, but we hope to have a big concert benefit coming up, towards the end of this year.
Right. And what other opportunities do you have for people to volunteer or help in general? I know you've got a whole list on your website, but let's talk about, what do you, your flyers are amazing. Do you have a graphics art person or do you do them?
I do. Oh. So Nikki Sumka helps with that.
Okay.
Emma Kirkwood. Our friend Emma Kirkwood helps with that.
Okay, nice.
And they're just so talented. And so if anyone's interested in helping with the website, social media, marketing, I need help. Emma and Nikki and my mom Sandy, we do it all. And if no matter what you do, if you want to be physically at the event to help sell merchandise or hand out flyers, we're grateful for that. If you want to work from home. If you're living in a different state, you can work from home and help us with our social media and website page.
Fundraising.
Yeah. Helping event planning. I love some help. I have another full-time job in addition to this. So anyone who's good at anything, just call me.
Well, and that's what I tell people, especially if you're experimenting with a career, you don't know you want to go into event planning or social media. This is a great way to help a nonprofit and get experience and exposure and try things out and, you know, find yourself and find if this is right for you. So that's why I always encourage people to hook up with a nonprofit that has a message that resonates with you and help out. And you get to meet, again, more people connection.
Yes.
People older, younger, different, you know, from different backgrounds. And yeah.
So if you're on the website, literally just go to the Join Our Family and instead of partners, click volunteer. Mm-hmm. And it has a whole list of just ideas. Mm-hmm. So you could be a music teacher. You could help photograph or be a videographer for our shows. You could help with the grant writing and the grant researching because we haven't even applied to any grants yet because it's a whole other ball game.
So
if you are interested in anything like that, please definitely reach out. PR, like legal things, bookkeeping even just like our financials. I do it all right now. So I would love some help and
I think most people really don't even realize in New Jersey that we're one of the states that unfortunately had a rise in opioid overdoses and deaths last year, 2017, over 2016. It actually increased 35%.
Wow, 35%.
So most states actually decreased in 2017. Unfortunately, New Jersey is still having a huge, huge problem. Yeah. And, most people don't realize it's hidden. These are problems that are really hidden, and people are suffering alone, families suffer, And there's really so much need, urgent need, to try to get as much help to people as quickly as possible, because this is really a deadly epidemic that we're having. And anybody who can help and donate and help us spread music as an alternative and a place for people to come together and have events, social events that are sober and fun and creative. You know, it's just, we can't think of anything better to really do to help with this the epidemic and get it reversed.
Right. And what would you recommend to anybody, families, anybody out there that's dealing with depression or addiction or dealing with some of these problems that you've dealt with? That how would you encourage them to get help, or who should they reach out to if they're wondering if they need to take some action and figure out what to do?
I mean, luckily, I think that this problem has really come to the forefront, you know, in our media, and it's so much more talked about, and you know, I think there is a lot of help out there, but even with all of the help, it is a very challenging and difficult road to go down. So my biggest advice would be that you never give up on a loved one who is struggling, because honestly, things can really change for people. And truthfully, Julius was so close to turning his life around. He really had turned his life around. He was actually in college. He was living at college, and he was doing open mic nights around the area. He was really, you know, becoming well known for that. He was social, had great friends. He was helping others who were in recovery. And unfortunately, all it takes is one relapse. Yeah, and
it's a constant battle, right?
Yeah, yeah. It just takes one, and that was it.
And that's where most of the deaths occur, because they don't realize their limit.
Yeah.
And they think that they can hold in their body as much as they used to. And that's why people are dying. So just, you know, never give up on your family member. And there's so many organizations that you can reach out to that will do free interventions. Mm-hmm. They will help you for free, find out who, like what detox centers take your insurance or can maybe help you, like where their free beds are. Freedom House is one of them. Okay. And
I'm sure there's other.
There are so many.
Do you have resources on your website, or is there a general website that people?
I will put my sources on the website, okay. But Freedom House is definitely one of the ones that I would call.
Okay. And I think, too, that a lot of the police departments are actually, you know, really becoming helpful with this community. You know, I don't think people should be fearing the police any longer the way we used to. If you have somebody battling or if you yourself are battling, you know what? Ask the police for help because they really are trying to, to get, you know, help with this epidemic, and they will steer you to the right place to get help, whether or not you have insurance. So I think they're really changing the way they view people who are struggling. Yeah.
I think there's a lot more awareness and a lot less judgment. So yes, I think, absolutely. You know, people want to help. And I, so my daughter, when she went to college last fall, the common book that they read was Dreamland by Sam Kanonis. And I just started reading it, and it is incredible. So if you want to know the history of the epidemic and just all the pieces of it, I don't know if you've read it, but it's incredible. And so Dreamland by Sam Kanonis, and it covers every single piece and part of where we've come. I'm only halfway through the book, but where we are today. So if you, I'm always recommending books on this show, so that are relevant. And so that's one resource for you. But there's, you guys are doing tremendous things, and with music. And what else do you have coming up for? So the CDs are for sale on the website or on iTunes.
Yeah,
or?
You can go on our website. And it'll be under more, and then you can click merchandise, and we sell t-shirts and CDs, and the CDs are all Julius's original songs. It's a 2-disc CD with over 32 songs. You can find the link to eBay to purchase them on our website, or you can go directly on eBay and Google, like search it for Julius merchandise and CDs.
Oh yeah, the musical. You're talking about the musical. Let's talk. Because again, I mentioned you're a musical family, so let's hear about this musical.
Really, Julius is the musical one, and my husband. But unfortunately, I don't have that gene. They didn't get it from me. But Julius wrote so many great songs from his heart, and his songs really tell the story of his life. And so all I did was put them really in the right order to tell the story of his life. And we are really hoping to get it as a musical someday or rock opera. But I am definitely looking for a professional music writer to help me just clean it up a bit and take it to the next step, because it's really more than an outline. It's really done. The music is completed. And, I am definitely looking for anyone out there who might have some experience with musical writing.
Wow.
Get it together. And I do think, I have been told it has some great promise and obviously a timely message. And, that's another thing we would love to pursue.
New York metro area, I'm sure there's, you know, you throw a rock and hit a hit a talented musician or a writer.
Exactly.
Anybody out there listening that's got, again, someone who's wants some experience or wants an opportunity to make their mark in the music world and Broadway and theater, and this would be a great opportunity to get your feet wet and use this incredible material to tell a story, a very relevant story. That'd be incredible.
Exactly.
All right. So get to the phones, get to the website. Let's figure this out. All right. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to listen to some of Julius's music.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests, and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. This is Happy to Help. I'm Nicole Smith, your host, and today we are talking with Sandy and Christina Trombino of Love More for Julius Foundation. If you want to check out their website, it's lovemoreforjulius.org, and we are also simulcast on Facebook Live today at Happy Hunterdon or Happy to Help. So check us out, and we are going to now listen to some music. That Julius was a very successful musician from an early age, and he has a whole plethora of material that he recorded and they have available on CD. So we're going to listen to it a little today. This is my first technical attempt at playing this, so we'll see how it goes. But give us a little intro to this song, Love More, which is basically why you named the foundation after this song, and kind of do you have a little setup for this?
Well, he wrote this song, just because it came to him. But it's funny because it really...
it defines him, I would say.
It defines him. It defines our organization. It just, gave us the idea for the name of the organization, because this is what we're all about, spreading love, everyone loving and being nice to each other. Because, like you said, get off your phones, get off your social media, look up, be aware of what's going on around you, and just be nice to other people.
And make the world a better place.
Yeah, so that's, the song is catchy, it's awesome, but that's kind of, we saw the name and we were like, okay, this is exactly what our organization is about, and it's perfect, so.
Yeah, no one says they need less love, right? You always need more love. Yeah, can't have enough
exactly.
love.
Exactly.
All right, let's give it a go here.
Love more.
Wow, that's incredible. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's no question that he was quite talented. I mean, that's a wonderful song. I love the message. Love more, soak it in. So we all need to soak more love in every day. So that's incredible. And I'm excited to listen to the whole CD. So thank you for sharing that with me. And everybody can get their own, get on iTunes or the website or wherever, and you can listen to more of Julia. So should we listen to one more song? You said there's another one. What's this one called?
There's a ton. Actually, there's like eight free songs on the website, lovemoreforjulius.org. This one is called Cold. So I'll play it now.
Upon the greenest grass, as they loved, as they loved, and loved they did. All the days we spent flashed before my eyes. All the words she said, and now they sound like lies. Took so long to build this from the ground. Took only seconds to tear it down. Dies away. So I stopped as I glanced up towards the window. Saw their shadows dance upon the greenest grass. As they loved, and loved they said. All the days we spent flashed before my eyes. All the words she said, now they sound like lies. Took so long to build.
Was a song called Cold by Julius Trombino. And again, just amazing lyricist, amazing musician, amazing voice, amazing. I mean, he already shared so much with the world. So we're grateful that we have this music and his band. And
again, on those two songs, he played all the instruments, he sang, he wrote the music, he wrote the lyrics, and he mixed it all together on Pro Tools, and he would be up all night, like,
wow,
finish, just because he wanted to finish a song. He'd have all these like ideas and lyrics in his head, and he'd just like stay up for days, like trying to just finish it, put it on paper, because his brain would work so much faster than he could physically mix it.
Yeah.
And he was just so talented,
a true artist. Wow, that's amazing. Well, and the love keeps spreading for Julius, and in one way that spreads is through the tattoo, the Love More tattoo, we'll post a picture. Yeah, it's on your Facebook. Somebody else from the Netherlands got one, I think.
So me and Nikki Sumka have this exact same one. We actually transposed this heart was one that Julius drew on a CD he made for Nikki.
Okay.
And we took it and transposed it to the tattoo.
Okay.
So mine's on my forearm. Nikki has one on her, like, inside of her arm. And then I have another tattoo in his honor on my rib. Someone from the Netherlands, I guess, saw our tattoo that Nikki and I have and got the same one also on her arm.
I think there's got to be at least 30
Nikki just
people.
Got another one of a piano.
Wow.
My sister has a ton. My cousin has a ton. Like,
yeah.
With Julius'
so many
names.
Friends, too. So friends. There has to be at least 30 people that I've seen.
Big
who,
tattoos.
Who've shown us their tattoos. And I don't even know who most
half
of these
them
people
are.
Are.
But they are Julius'
They were inspired.
And inspired. And they, the guy from the Netherlands, they don't even know us. They, like, they just...
But they're a fan, right?
They were, and they found us on social media and
were
inspired. But Julius's friends, like Jake, doesn't he have a... Like, they all have tattoos, just...
Lyrics or Love More.
Exactly. Yeah. Nikki has lyrics on the underside of her, like, bicep. She just got a piano on the other side of her arm. Like, everyone's just getting tattoos in his honor. So it just shows how much, how big of an effect he had on the community and his friends. And
really
and the impact he has now is bigger than anything we could have ever imagined.
We're very blessed to know how loved he really was, and you know, who's still so missed and thought of, and it's very we're very blessed to have that, to know that
2 years later, and we still hear stories about him every single day.
How did he and Nikki, were they in class together, or how did their friendship?
They were both voted top musician in of their senior year in the high school, but they were best friends through music and in like chorus and stuff.
Yeah.
In school at Ridge.
Yeah. And is she still pursuing music?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'll teach. She's volunteers.
Oh, she's the one that's teaching.
And
okay.
She runs all of our music nights. So if you are interested in playing at our open mic nights or our like any of our concerts or benefits, whatever, just reach out to us and you'll probably talk to Nikki and she'll set you up and get
any
you in the lineup.
You don't have to be in recovery to be a musician. We're looking for musicians.
Right. It's a mix of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the goal is to have a center and a forum that's a sober music night. So people aren't, so they're comfortable and they can be free and they can express and they don't have to worry about temptation or you know, being in that environment that's maybe conducive to,
That's so we try to do it on a Friday or Saturday night so that they have somewhere fun to go. People in recovery can like come together and have something fun to do that it's not a bar.
And there's usually pizza. So we
food, food, soda, coffee, and
camaraderie, music, people. Yeah, no, that's great.
And we're going to start doing jam sessions too really soon. So like if you're an artist that wants, like you're a little nervous to perform or you have like new material that you want to try out, we're going to start doing jam sessions. So if you're interested in that, please shoot me an email, lovemoreforjulius@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to like let you know when our first jam circle will be. And you can like practice your material and get feedback from the other musicians there. And then, you know, hopefully you'll be able to perform at our next show. Maybe you'll feel more comfortable. So,
Well, I think that's...
There's no judgment.
Right. I mean, that's what any musician needs is practice. Or anybody trying to hone a skill or develop a skill. You just need practice in front of an audience. And this sounds like a really fun way
it's
to do it.
It's incredible how many talented people are out there. Every time we have an acoustic night... I am just blown away by the talent that is out there. These kids are, well, they're not all kids, but these young people are all so gifted, great songs that are originals, great musicians. It's really entertaining, actually.
So you won't be disappointed if you come out.
I just enjoy going to listen, and it's really worthwhile.
I mean, so September 15th, come.
Okay.
Burnersville.
Community in Crisis in Burnersville, right in the old library. Yeah, it's easy to get to. And then also, if you're a golfer or you're not a golfer, or you want to donate something.
The auction golfer. Items or raffle items. We really need them. So please, for September 17th, Monday, it's in Bridgewater, but I can come pick up your auction item. You can mail us whatever it is. I'll pay for it. So just let me know if you have anything to donate for the raffle or silent auction. Or you could just donate on PayPal Giving Fund. So all of that stuff is on our website. You can click donate and see the many ways you can donate to us through PayPal, through Facebook, through writing us a check. All safe ways. And yeah, your donations are all tax exempt because we are a 501c3. So I'll give you a receipt for all of your items donated, whether they be instruments, auction items, or money, I guess.
Donations. Straight up donations are always welcome, right?
Yes.
So it's lovemoreforjulius.org. And then you're also on Facebook, Instagram.
Facebook.com/lovemoreforjulius. Instagram is at lovemoreforjulius. Mm-hmm. And it's all spelled out, LOVE. MoreForJulius. Super easy. Just search us. It'll come up.
So I think we learned so much today, and I think this is another opportunity for anybody who loves music or wants to get involved in the community, get involved in the music industry, get involved in PR or marketing to help this nonprofit flourish, because they are doing very good work. And we're very grateful that we had Sandy here today, Julius's mom, Christina, Julius's sister.
Thank you.
And I just love this platform, and I love being able to share the stories of people doing so much good in the world. So
we're glad you have your show to spread the good news. It's really wonderful that you're doing this.
Thank you.
It's fun, and we're spreading music too. So.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Paul Manafort's bank and tax fraud case could be in the hands of a jury as soon as this afternoon, following closing arguments which are getting underway. The former Trump campaign chief resting his case yesterday, his lawyers never called any witnesses. Manafort facing 18 counts of tax evasion and bank fraud. The United Nations reporting that it believes 20,000 to 30,000 ISIS fighters remain active in Iraq and Syria. The UN report says although many of the terrorist group's fighters, planners, and commanders have been killed in recent years, there are still thousands that are fully engaged militarily. While ISIS forces were defeated in all of Iraq and most of Syria last year, the report warns a reduced covert version of ISIS could survive in both countries. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.com.
chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
If the trend continues, traffic deaths could exceed 40,000 for the first time in several years. If the trend continues, traffic deaths could exceed 40,000 for the first time in 8 years. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back tax,